This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Today, the people of Libya are voting to elect those who will draft a new constitution. It has been 3 years since the start of the revolution that toppled the longtime Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, and the country still does not have a new constitution. The constitutional assembly that's being elected today will be made up of 60 people from the three regions of Libya who will be asked to write that constitution. But with all the violence and uncertainty that remains across Libya, many people are divided about the way forward. The BBC's Rana Jawad has this report from Tripoli.
At a bustling cafe in downtown Tripoli, Luay Al-Ghawi, the owner, is busy socializing with his customers. He's an ex-fighter from the war that toppled a 42-year dictatorship, but has since returned to civilian life. Luay's struggle these days is to safeguard the freedoms he fought for.
Voting is the most important thing for me and for all the Libyan people. The fighting and the revolution was something like exceptional in my life. If I didn't vote and everyone didn't vote, Libya is not going to be a country even. This is the most important thing, and the Libyan people should know that. This is our chance. I think it's the last chance to help our country.
And one of his customers agrees.
Constitution is very important for every country. So constitution which will save our rights and our obligations. Before, I cannot speak to any radio or any international radio. But now, we all feel free. And it's a pleasure that you feel that free, you can speak, you can talk. So now it's important to join the voting and to build our country. It's time now to do it.
For others, like the Elzenda family, the turmoil in Libya since the end of the war gives them little confidence in any elected body. Najib lost his 27-year-old son in November during a confrontation between a militia and protesters trying to evict them from their base in Tripoli. Mr. Elzenda is angry at the lawlessness they live in today.
Every day they are kidnapping, killing, every day. When we went out against Gaddafi, we thought that we would live in a safe place and peaceful place and things like this. But this is not the truth. Now it's worse.
Have you somewhat given up on the current powers that be, those in power? You're holding elections this week for a constituent assembly. Do you still believe in that system?
No, I don't believe in it. Because even I don't register. What's the use? What's the use?
Walking down any street in the capital, there are few signs around that make it feel or sound like Libyans are about to elect a body that will be tasked with shaping this country's future and the rights of its people. Voter registration has been low, and observers are expecting an even lower turnout. It's not because Libyans don't care. People are boycotting it for different reasons. Most will simply say they just don't trust the candidates who are running for the assembly.
That's the BBC's Rana Jawad reporting from Tripoli in Libya, where today people are voting, as we heard, on a new constitutional assembly to create a new constitution for that country 3 years after the beginning of the revolution there. This is Here and Now.